I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I have a spoiler alert again for you. And it pains me to say it, because if you listen to this show, you know that I would love to be able to tell you something differently. But I always pride myself on being the guy who's going to tell you that your baby's ugly, and the guy who is going to be honest and objective. Nick Foles plays today against the Houston Texans. And there's a really good chance that Nick Foles will help lead the Eagles to victory at home versus the Houston Texans. I think they're in a pretty good spot there, but I don't consider it any more than a coin flip proposition, maybe 55-45. Yes, I love it, that the Eagles will take a victory today. And there's a really good chance that they could beat the Redskins next week and sneak into the playoffs. But the miracle of Nick Foles, it happens once. It happens once. It doesn't happen twice. This is an incredibly flawed Eagles team. Really flawed. Mainly because of the fact that you lose four guys in your secondary. And no excuses, because to me, every NFL team, look at that Redskins team yesterday. Look at how hard they fought. After Kirk Cousins, after Kirk Cousins exits, after Alex Smith breaks his leg, after Colt McCoy breaks his leg, and by the way, I don't think they would have won anything with Colt McCoy. So I think it was over when Alex Smith broke his leg. I really do. Because they didn't have a Nick Foles in the wings. They had Colt McCoy in the wings. Colt's a nice player. Colt's not an NFL winner. He's not a guy with an NFL pedigree of winning, of production. But the Redskins fought their backsides off. And I hate to say that because, I'm an Eagles fan. I don't like the Redskins. I don't like the Redskins. Don't like the Cowboys. Don't like the Giants. But I respect the hell out of what Jay Gruden's team did and how they still fought. And they almost pulled off a victory yesterday. Into the fourth quarter, they had an excellent chance to win that game and make their Week 17 game mean something. I respect that very much. But for the Eagles, this is nothing more than a salvage tour that is going on at Lincoln Financial Field today. I wish I was there for it. And I will be rooting very much for it to happen. I want to see Week 17 mean something. I want to see them have a shot to get back to the postseason. But if you're dreaming of another Nick Foles, oh my gosh, here comes the miracle run, you haven't been paying attention. This team isn't that team. And when you can't effectively run the football well, when your offensive line hasn't been protecting like they protected last year, when your defensive secondary is shredded by injuries, but by the way, there are a lot of teams in contention right now that are shredded by injuries, that have had a ton of injuries and had to have guys step up. It's nothing more than a salvage tour. But I'd be proud if they did it. I'd be proud if they got to the postseason. I'd be very proud of them if they did that. That'd be awesome. But if you're dreaming of another Nick Foles miracle run, look, it's a fun storyline. Let me just give you the spoiler alert. It's not happening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.